This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. The White House may recommend that people get Pfizer and Moderna booster shots 6 months after their second COVID-19 vaccine doses. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. That's 2 months earlier for boosters than the Biden administration recommended just 2 weeks ago. The administration and vaccine producers plan to start distributing booster shots at the end of September. Zoe Reed of WHYY's Health Desk Help Desk reports health experts are split on the best timing for a booster rollout.
Research is ongoing, but early data from several countries using different methodologies suggests immunity from the COVID vaccines wanes over time, just as the Delta variant has become the dominant strain of the virus. Israel was one of the first countries to approve a Pfizer booster for older people for this reason. That country reports that boosters reduce the risk of infecting people over 60 by 86%. And against severe infection by 92%. And new data from Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson also looks promising. The vaccines are still very effective against hospitalization, serious illness, and death. Health experts say that's a vaccine that's working. Most hospitalizations and deaths are among the unvaccinated. Boosters for immunocompromised people are necessary right now, the experts agree, and older people also would benefit because vaccines do not work as well in this population, and seniors are at increased risk for severe illness if they contract the coronavirus. But immunologist John Wary of the University of Pennsylvania says that except for these groups, the U.S. should focus on getting the unvaccinated vaccinated.
We do know that unvaccinated people are the source of the vast majority of new infections. They're the cause of hospitalization burden, healthcare costs, and mortality.
Though healthy adults will likely need boosters at some point, it's too soon for a national policy, he says.
What we know so far is that boosters do seem to increase the amount of antibodies that you have. We don't know how durable that increase is going to be, and we don't necessarily know how much that's going to impact prevention of infection, separating infection from disease. We have no national approach to asking of all the people hospitalized with COVID, how many of them are vaccinated versus how many are unvaccinated. We don't know that. And if we don't know that, we can't track to see whether that ratio is increasing, that is more vaccinated people ending up hospitalized. That, to me, would be the most important piece of information.
Other health experts, like emerging infection specialist Dr. Gabe Kellen of Johns Hopkins, argue that the limited data is still enough.
We have to consider that when you roll this out, you can't wait for the absolute perfect moment where there's some, you know, tripwire in the data. It's suspicious enough. So many of us, myself included, are actually, we're at that, you know, shelf life at, you know, best, it's kind of like best before date, and are really looking forward to the opportunity to get our immunity boosted back up with the anticipation that it'll be stronger even against the Delta virus.
Dr. Stanley Weiss of Rutgers University goes as far as saying that if anything, the recommendation for boosters came too late.
It's been clear to many of us that the Delta variant and other variants pose great dangers. We know seeing that evolving in new statistics almost every day. So there is some urgency in achieving better protection.
The World Health Organization has spoken out against the timing of the White House recommendations. It argues that countries with limited resources should have access to the vaccines before administering boosters elsewhere. It's called for a 2-month booster moratorium. Kellen says the U.S. has a lot of unused vaccines because fewer people have gotten vaccinated than what health officials had hoped for.
Given that some of the vaccines sitting on shelves might expire soon, the kind of effort of boxing it up and making sure that it's good and shipping it and figuring out exactly where it goes becomes a little bit problematic. But I'm very sympathetic to the perspective of the World Health Organization. If until we get herd immunity throughout, like pretty much almost the entire world, this virus is going to find people who are not vaccinated in particular, and it's clever in that through natural selection it can mutate so that it continues to evolve and evade whatever immunity the vaccines have given us. The problem is we didn't vaccinate enough people fast enough, and so these kinds of variants emerged and now are a big problem.
Early data also suggests that mixing vaccines might provide some benefit, but mixing regimens will not likely be recommended in the U.S. soon. The health experts say it's also too soon to know how often people will need boosters. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.